us, let us tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry. He will answer by and by. When you feel ill, prayer will turning, and you know a little fire is burning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry. He will answer by and by. Now when you feel ill, prayer will turn in, and you know a little fire is burning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our troubles. Our faintest cry, he will answer by and by. Now when you feel
household, they say I'm very loud, so I probably don't need the mic. But I do want to stand and say thank you. We are all blessed. My family has grown. I feel tremendously blessed. I want to apologize to the church. We weren't here on time this morning. We're still trying to adjust to an addition to our family. So we're still working on the morning ritual on Sunday morning. I've heard a lot about the adult choir here. You guys sounded great. Really, really, really good. I really thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed that song. I don't think I've ever heard that song before. It was making me think about, I don't get on Facebook or anything, but Terry told me something. I don't know where she got it, but it's kind of a poem. It was talking about the footprints in the sand. It was talking about, God was talking, saying, this is where we walk together. Our footsteps are side by side. This here's where I carried you. Those drag marks over there where I drug you. And I was just thinking about, thinking, I come to the point where I know we all have a free will. We all have a choice to be here. But I want my vision to grow. I want my vision. I don't want myself to be the one that's being drugged to church. I want to be the one that is the first one at the door, ready to actually serve the Lord, to raise my hands and thank Him for the blessings, the healings that He's given us, the miracles that He has provided to us, just for the freedom in our country to actually, for us to even come and do this in our country. There's a lot of countries where you don't have that freedom. I just want to say it was great to hear Brother Smith. We haven't been here in a while. We've had some things going on in our life, and there's a lot of other things that's going on in our life, but it was really good to hear Brother Smith talking this morning. And I had a couple thoughts when Brother Smith was talking this morning, kind of going along with what he was talking about. When we had Emily, if nobody's met her yet, her name is Emily Hope. We were trying to debate on a middle name, and I was talking to Brother Parker and Brother Dickens one day, and I had the idea of Hope. Not just it's a mostly widely used name, but it's also the hope that we have in this body. The hope that we have in what Brother Smith was talking about. The hope in Jesus Christ. The eternal life that we have in Him. Not just the physical things we have here, just the hope that we have at the end of our life. And I just wanted to add that to what Brother Smith was talking about this morning. But it is great to see everybody, to be here.
Well, I'm really happy to be here tonight, and like Jacob said, it's been a while since we've been able to be in y'all's presence, and it feels as good as usual, and be able to see all your faces, the familiar faces, and even a couple new ones I hadn't, seen since I've been here. But I was thinking, I've never shared this here, and I'm going to summarize it. I've told it in Republic, and I guess it's a piece of my testimony, but I will shrink it down. But I was thinking, as the choir was singing, I don't know what I would do without the Lord. I really don't. And then the second song, Sister Yvonne followed it up. Just it fit perfect and gave me something to testify about. Thank you. Because I knew I was going to be put on the spot. And if you don't have anything to say, that's, rough. So, I was thinking about back when, before we had Olivia, and most of you know, we struggled to even get pregnant with her. It took us about 5 years, and some of you are, were closer to that situation than others, and know how difficult that was on me as a woman. It was difficult on my husband as well, but I think just, it's a woman's desire to mother children. I mean, it just is, and it's a difficult situation to be in, and poor Brother Smith and Sister Smith kind of know, some of the feelings I had and my in-laws and such, but I haven't really got my thoughts together on this. You'll just have to bear with me, but I feel like the Lord had to bring me through something and to another point in my life to really appreciate my children and what He you know, and I'm going to say this, though. It's not the same situation for every person. You know, God deals with people in other ways, and this is probably just one thing he's going to deal with me in my life. I'm sure I'll have a million other things, but I know in this particular situation, he had to work some things out of me and for me to really appreciate the gift and the miracle and the blessings that he provided for me. And when she was singing that, I was thinking about back when I really started to seek God for whatever it was, not just give me a child, Lord, I want to have a child, I want to have a child, but when I started to seek God for what is it, what's in me that's causing, you know, this to be hindered, you know, and if it's just your will for my life to not have children, then that's fine. Just show me, give me a piece about that, or if there's something in my spirit, in my heart that I need to change, show me what that is. And he did show me what that was. And it's not pretty. When you have to look in the mirror, it's not pretty, and you see yourself. But I'm thankful that he cares enough about us to show us. And I remember really seeking him. And it is true that just a little talk with him will make it right. And it may not always be just a little one. It could be over the course of a year or two. But whenever you start feeling and seeing the Lord working in your own heart, in your own life, and watching him change you, you know, you and just know that he can. It builds your faith, it builds your confidence in him, and then for him to work everything out. And then 3 years ago, I didn't have anything as far as, you know, children go, and now I have two beautiful daughters that the Lord has blessed me with. And again, it doesn't mean that one other person isn't blessed because they don't have children. This is just the way that I feel the Lord dealt with me in my heart. And I don't know if I'm making sense or not, but I wanted to share that, and because you guys are kind of a part of our lives too, you know. I mean, and I appreciate everybody here, and I never really got the opportunity to stand and thank you all for the love that you did show before Olivia was born. And anyway, like I said, I hope I'm making sense, but I'm thankful that the Lord does care enough about us, and that I'm here, and I'm not somewhere I never heard about this. I'm blessed, and I feel it tonight, and I just want to tell everybody I love you, appreciate you, and hopefully we can visit more often.
Desires of our heart. I'm glad God blessed you with children. That's what you wanted. And Sister Linda, I'm going to let God give you a touch, because I've watched you hobble in here and hobble out. And I have even offered to go get your cane for you, but you was out there jumping around. God can do things for us. God can do things for us when we don't even, when we're not even expecting it.
Be still.
Yes, sir. God will help us. God help us. I'm going to be honest with you. My mind is blank as a white sheet of paper. But I just wanted to get up and lift the name of God. Brother. Instruction he was giving us. And I was asking him, I have to corner Brother Smith, Brother Durham, and I'm sorry. How do you turn? Yes, sir.
There we go.
Yes, sir. I have to corner Brother Smith and Brother Durham, and every time everybody gets up there and talks, it's like after the Bible study, I have to corner them. I feel like the disciples, you know, we take the Lord to the side. Explain this a little more perfect to me. I'm about half afraid sometimes to ask in front of everybody what I really feel like I need to ask. But we are a family, and I really don't know what to say about that. I started to say, I guess whatever you need to ask, you can ask in front of everybody. But I don't really know if you should either, you know, just to be real honest with you on that. But, Brother Smith, if you don't mind, Brother Durham, you too, and whoever else wants to get up and talk in Bible study, if you don't mind me just cornering you after the Bible study, maybe I'll just keep doing that. But, you know, sometimes we have to have it more explained to us more perfectly. And then Brother Smith was talking to us. Oh, and he was talking. He made some comments. You know, if we're not careful, we'll hurt people thinking we're doing good. And I don't want to hurt anybody, you know. And if sometimes being nice to say, well, like you take a child and you think you be nice to that child, you're helping them. But sometimes you're not. And that's where we got to know where to draw the line. So in that sense, I feel like all the instructions I could get, I won't. And then he was talking about today, we need to get baptized in that sweet Holy Ghost. And I believe that. I believe that. Have you ever, now this may sound like a nasty question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Have you ever gone 3 or 4 days without a bath or a shower? No. You ain't ever done that? No. Okay. Well, I'm not going to confess to y'all that I have a whole bunch of times. And when I finally got to take one, God, it felt so good. It felt so good. And every time that I take one, it's like a spiritual lesson. Brother Leninger used to say, what we go through in the natural is like a parallel in the spiritual. Have you ever just gone, there's a saying, it says 7 days without God makes one weak. Yeah, yeah, it sure does. Have you ever gone you don't have to answer this one either. But I've gone a spell without God at times. And, you know, when I've come in and I felt like God just dumped it on me, I said, God, I thank you. God, that feels so good. It feels so good. And you feel so clean. Just like with a natural shower. You get in there and you get out of there and you say, woo! You know, you just feel so good. That's the way it is when we come in here and we feel that wonderful, wonderful feeling from heaven. That feeling that only God can give. I want that. I love that. And every time I can get a shower, that spiritual shower, I want it. I want it. Because I love it. I love that wonderful feeling. And I'm trying to reach out to him on a daily basis even. Brother Leninger used to say, correct me if I get this wrong, we praise him in the morning and thank him in the evening. Did I say that right or wrong? Thank you. We thank him. Thank him in the morning and praise him. Okay, thank, praise, and rejoice. Thank, praise, and rejoice. We wake up in the morning thanking God. God, just for the simple things. Thank you for a good place to sleep. Thank you, Lord, for a good night's rest. You'll be amazed how that feels. It feels so good. And then you praise him through the day. The Bible said the Lord dwells in the praise of his people. If we can just lift his name. I read a story this week, and all of y'all know this story. The story of Elijah confronting the 450 prophets of Baal. I read that story this week. And you gotta wonder, how did them people actually think that God was going to answer them, those 450 guys? Had they ever talked to him on their knees? Had they ever heard his voice? You gotta wonder, do they make a measuring stick big enough, long enough to measure the stupidity that those guys must have had? And Brother Smith was talking today, if we lie like Ananias and Sapphira, you know, they fell dead. If ever I'm here and one of you fall dead because you lied, I'll be careful what I say. I will be very careful. I might not even get up. And Brother Smith said that God will give them the ability to read minds. I may not be able to come to church. But those 450 guys, they jumped on the altar. They jumped up on the altar. They hollered and they screamed. They took knives and they cut themselves.
till noonday. And then they went on ahead jumping and hollering until the evening sacrifice. No answer. Elijah made fun of them. He said, why don't you cry a little louder? Maybe your God's asleep. The Bible tells us our God never slumbers, never sleeps. But Elijah, he knew they didn't really have a God. He knew. He said, maybe he's going on a far journey. They finally gave up. Can you imagine what they was thinking when they gave up? Do you actually think that they thought Elijah would have any more success? One man against 450. I mean, you would think the odds are, you know, and they're in the favor of the 450. Elijah just prayed a simple prayer. It probably was about, what, 15 seconds? He told them, though, he repaired the altar. He said, y'all come closer. Come closer. Elijah was not afraid. We don't have to be afraid when we reach out to God. We don't have to be afraid. We know. Elijah knew. And he said, come a little closer. He repaired the altar. He cut up the sacrifice, laid it on the altar, set up the 12 stones. He said, I tell you what, dig a ditch around this sacrifice. Those 450 prophets didn't do that. He said, go get 4 barrels of water. Fill it up. I don't know how big their barrels of water was. They filled it up. He said, go get 4 more. Put it in the ditch. Go get 4 more. 3 times. It was 12 barrels of water. I don't know if that's supposed to represent the 12 tribes or not. I don't know. Had water all over the sacrifice. Can you imagine what those 450 guys was thinking at that point? Ha ha! We've done hollering all day long. You think you're going to have your water in that deal? Yeah. And all the people would watch him, even the king, Ahab. And he prayed that simple prayer. He said, God, let these people know today who the real God of Israel is. And I can't remember what all he did say. Oh, he told them, he said, let them know that I am thy servant and I've only done what you told me to do. Brother Smith is only doing what God's telling him to do. That's all we're doing. We're just doing what we're told to do. And fire come down. Fire came down and burnt the sacrifice. Licked up the water. Burnt the stone. Burnt the wood. Can you imagine what those 450 thought at that point? Oh, we have messed up today. Oh, this is not good. Should not have got out of bed this morning. Should not have got up today. Lord. But Elijah told him, take them guys down to the brook and kill them. I read that story this week. You know, I told you, we're supposed to be messengers of the God. By the time I got through reading that story, I was sitting in my truck. Some guy come out of the building, hollered at me, driver, you're ready to go. He had to move some stuff around the truck. I opened the door, had my Bible in my hand, just read that story. It's fresh on my mind. I said, hey, you ever read God's word? The man said, well, I tried to. And I'm thinking, you either read it or you don't. You know, I'm thinking this in my mind, but I don't say that. I said, you ever read that story about Elijah and the 450 prophets of Baal? Oh, no, I don't know if I've ever read that story. Well, I went to telling it to him. And these people will always stop and listen. You know, and they'll say, is that story really in there? Yeah, it's in there. It sure is. Yeah, it's in there. You need to get your book out and read it. But you know what? I love them stories. And I know that if God met those people way back then, he'll meet us. Every time we reach out to God, he'll meet us. I'm looking forward. I want this fire inside of me to get hotter and hotter, brighter and brighter, higher and higher. I want it. You know, I want God in my life. I want him there. By the way, did y'all start praying on Wednesday night, Brother Smith? Okay. I might just start praying with you. When about time church, I say, God, we need you, God. I believe that. We do need God. I believe it. We need him. Hallelujah. I thank him for his goodness. I thank him for being our friend. He's our Savior. He's our King. I love him tonight. I appreciate him. Thank God.
It's good to have Brother and Sister Coles and Brother Aaron back here tonight with us. Good to have you.
Praise God. It's good to be here tonight. And I love what I feel. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm just trying to feel after the Lord tonight. And just thinking of this song. Praise God. Hallelujah. I get pretty loud, so this sounds loud. As long as I can hear me, if I can't hear me, I'm going to strip my throat. Hallelujah. But I get loud, so you might want to turn it down a little bit. Hallelujah. Thanks for loving me. You have set my spirit free. Now I'm not what I used to be. Oh, thank you, Lord, for loving me. When no love was returned, and you kept right on blessing me when I did not deserve. You've been the dearest friend that anyone could be, and I said thank you, Lord, for loving me. Oh, I said thanks for loving me. You have set my spirit free. Thank God I'm not what I used to be. Oh, thank you, Lord, for loving me. My empty heart was heavy, and no one even cared. My life was full of misery that no one else could share. My spirit was in prison, and I couldn't find the key until you opened up my life by loving me. Oh, I said thanks for loving me. You have said my spirit free. Thank God. And I'm not what I used to be. Oh, thank you, Lord, for loving me. Oh, I know you kept on loving when no love was returned. And you kept right up blessing me when I did not deserve. You've been the dearest friend that anyone could be, and I said thank you, oh Lord, for loving me. Oh, I said thanks for loving me. You have set my spirit free. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm not what I used to be. Oh, thank you, Lord, for loving me. Oh, my empty heart was heavy, and no one even cared. My life was full of misery that no one else could share. My spirit was in prison, and I couldn't find the key until you opened up my life by loving me. Oh, I said thanks for loving me. You have said I'm
Thanks for loving me. You have saved my spirit. mercy. I want to thank the Lord for that good blessing we just felt. I enjoyed, Brother, all the words we've heard today, too, and Brother Smith, and how he's instructing us. And maybe I need some more instruction. Brother Paul, and he talked about the prophets of Baal. That's one of my favorite little snips in the Bible about how they were screaming and cutting themselves and hollering and all the craziness that you did better than I did. I was thinking about that earlier today, too, when we sang the choir. And I can't even think of that. Y'all heard all them songs, so you all know what I'm talking about. But I'm so thankful that he really is there every time we need him. And it just seems like every time we come through one little trial, it just goes right back in the same one again, I guess. Maybe I need to learn something, and I'm seeking the Lord to tell me what it is I need to learn. But I know that he's there for me when I call on him. And I really enjoyed the youth meeting, and I was going to get up earlier and talk about that, but I didn't have a chance. Or I guess I did, but I just didn't do it. So, but I wanted to thank the Lord for the youth meeting and all the good songs and testimonies we heard, didn't hear because I wasn't here, but I had kennel duty because my wife and my mother-in-law were cooking. And so I had to do all the kennel duty work before I could come. And I was out there by myself working, and I remember Sister Smith talking about being out in the kennel herself working and just talking to the Lord. And I was saying, Lord, I wanted to be here, but I had to be here working. And the night before, the choir from Wichita sang, I can call him when I want to. Of course, I'm from Wichita, so I grew up listening to that song, a special part in my heart. And I got to singing that out there in the kennel. And I knew I was out there, and I could call on him right then. And I was just shouting and hallelujah. And I don't know if them dogs knew what I was saying or not, but we were just having a good time out there. And I knew my God was real. And I could call on him when I wanted to. I need him right there, right then. I knew I needed a touch from the Lord. I needed a Holy Ghost fit or something, and I just wasn't getting it because I was couldn't be there. I didn't know what I needed out of that meeting, and it was kind of like I wasn't there, but yet I was here. But he touched me right there, and I knew that I had what I needed. I knew he could get me through whatever it is that was upcoming. And I know that sometimes I wonder how we're going to make it, but I keep knowing that the Lord knows where we're at, and then he's there. He's going to meet our needs. I mean, it just seems like about the time the checkbook equals zero, there comes a way that we come up with some money, so I know the Lord's there. I really appreciate him for meeting our needs. And I just want to thank him for everything that he's done for us. And I know that those prophets of Baal, when they poured all that water on there, you did a good job. I could just imagine that in my mind. I was just sitting there thinking that, how they just soaked all that wood down with that water. And they had to have been looking at him like, you're crazy. I kept thinking, that's my God. He knows I'm crazy. I just trust him, and I know that he's going to be there when I call on him. I just know if I call on him, he's going to be there. I just appreciate that so much. And I know he just said a few words, and he just licked all that up with fire, and I can just imagine what it would have looked like. But I thought, Lord, I'm going through the fire, and I just need a little touch from you. And I know he can meet me, and he's met our needs, and I just know that I need to do better. I need to be more of whatever it is he wants me to be. And I just appreciate being here tonight. And if you need him in your heart, if you don't know him like you need to know him, now is the time to do that. We've had the outpouring of the Spirit. We've had the words. We've had the songs. Lord, if I myself right now, I need more of him.
Yes.
I know I need more of him. I know I need to lead my family and my wife. I need to be the leader that I need to be. I know I need more of him. So I know if there's anyone else out here tonight that needs more of him, then now is the time to reach up for him, because he's here.
Yes.
He's here right now. Brother Smith, you'll pray for me. I know I need more of him.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless it, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, oh God. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God.
To be in the house of the Lord, that's a privilege. Several weeks back, somebody brought up the word privilege, and Brother Paul gave us a lesson about, you know, your driver's license and its privilege. But there's no better privilege. A Christmas present, a birthday present, I don't care. There's no other thing that is much more important than the privilege of serving the Lord and knowing His people in the body of Christ. And I have so enjoyed every song, every word. The band number tonight, I was just sitting here. It wasn't a need. I was just thanking God. And then, Brother, my mind's going blank on me. But just the songs just were so wonderful, and words that were spoken tonight. And today, between services, Brother Paul and I was taking Cody to meet his mama, and he asked me, he says, "Nana, why do you have church twice on Sunday?" And I said, "Cody," I says, "because that's what we need for our soul. And we go to church to feed our spiritual life." So I was so thankful that he asked, you know. I was so thankful that he asked, because now I feel like his heart is tenderizing a little bit, that I could, you know, deal with him and just kind of give him little words here and there. But my main thought tonight is, as ever, you know, it's like, thank you, Lord, just for loving me and just... God, just thank you for loving me. I'm not who I was when I first came in here. You know, if you're new and you're just coming in, or if you're really just opening up your heart to the Lord, God, oh God, just give it to Him every chance you can get. Yes. Just as a young person, I did not have this. My dad did take me to church. But I didn't have this, and I don't know if I'd have had it if I would have stayed or if I would have got it. Oh, but gosh, young people, you've got something that I'm hoping that this Nana is hoping and praying that she can pass on to her grandbabies, not just to my children, but to our grandchildren and to our grandchildren after that. Yeah. Because it was my grandmother, my dad's mama, that took him to church, that took me to church, that taught me to take my children to church. And this is family. This is where it is. There is no greater privilege that you will ever, ever have in your life than to be sitting where you're sitting right now.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God.
welcome to be here tonight. I haven't been here as much as I would have liked to, but there's a lot of things going on in my life right now, and I'm trying to follow God's leadership and obey Him in everything He shows me. I'm not saying that I don't have the wisdom to make the right decisions and everything, but I'm doing my best to. And we've been praying for Janine to get a job, and I want to thank the Lord that He has provided her with a job now, and appears to be a very good job with very good benefits and everything. So I want to thank God for answered prayer. And then also, I want to thank God for sparing my daughter the other day. My daughter, Nicole, we was going to a particular office, and she got out of the van, my daughter's van, the other daughter's van, and she was walking toward the door. Then I seen this car coming slowly out of a parking place, and I didn't think nothing of it at first, but then pretty soon I seen that the guy had his head down and evidently didn't see my daughter, and I yelled at her, "Nicole, look out." But I thought for sure she heard me, but she didn't, and I seen this guy slowly raising his head, and he seemed, I don't know if he had been drinking or something worse, but I thank God for the lady that was in the front seat with him. She must have alerted to him that he was about to hit my daughter just a few feet away. And if he had hit her, he was going at a slow pace where he would have knocked her down and then ran over her, because if he was going real fast, it would maybe knocked her off to the side or something. But that slow, he would have knocked her down and ran over her. And so I want to thank God that He spared her. And then I want to thank Him for everything else He's doing in my life. I've been praying for my family, you know, for them to get in church and be saved. And I see where God is bringing about changes in their life, and I really believe it's the Lord. And, you know, sometimes it takes some desperate things to get people's attention. But I think what is happening, you know, is of the Lord, and He is getting their attention. And I appreciate your prayers if you help me keep praying for Him, because there's nothing more valuable, nothing more precious than a soul. Not all the money in the world, not ever, nothing is more precious than a soul. That's why Jesus died on the cross, that each one would have a chance to make it in with Him. And so I covet your prayers that you'd help me pray that God will save them. I love each and every one of you tonight.
But tonight I wanted to get up and try to put my ankles in and get wet, but I think I got all the way in. I got all the way neck up, and I think I got all the way up. Tried to swim, but it felt good. Very, very, very rare do I do that, but I was glad I done that. I got a good invitation there, Brother Curtis. Got that invitation, I took it. But so rare do I do that. Sometimes I get into a hull or a shell, and I don't get in. I hold back so much, or I do everything forward. I do 100 mile an hour forward, or I go back. I hold myself back, or I do everything forward. And so I'm trying to break myself out of that. But I want to get more level. I want to do do the speed limit, as one was speaking about. I want to do, I want to level myself out and get more. I want to be more level out to where I can get across the board, where I'm not extreme one, but I want to benefit, and also where I can give better. If I got something, I want to be able to give something. I do have some things, but what I do have, I want to make sure I share. Like I said, it's not much, but I do have some things, and I was raised, what you have, you share. If it's half, you give your half of a half, as long as you give it. So what I do get, I always want to give my brother and my sister, and I always get something here, and I always try to take it home with me and study on it. But when I went up front to help prayer. I didn't know it was going to be for me, but it was. I got part of it. That was part of it. It's just, I hold back myself. I'm not bashful. Most people tell you that I'm not. It's just, that's why I need prayer. Like I say, I'm not backwards. It's just, that's just my craft. And sometimes I'm all out or nothing. But I want to do better. I want to do more for the Lord. I got some things I can do, but it's where I ask for your prayer. But I look around, I sit back here, especially back here, so I can get more and I don't get distracted. A lot of people say, well, why don't you sit back here? That's so I don't get distracted. And if I sit up there, then I can get distracted with other people moving around back here. And I've had several people ask me that. And but I get more from you, Brother Smith. I can get eye to eye. I've told him that. I get better things from him because I get eye to eye. And I'm sorry that, but I like, I can sit down with somebody one-on-one. And instead of, somebody on video or something like this, if I sit down and talk to someone, I can do that. If I sit down with an individual, it's more personal. If I'm looking at you, if you're standing up there preaching, and instead of looking at the back of your head, even though you're on the screen, I can still get more from you, and that's what I like. And that benefits me. And that's what I'm here for. I'm wanting salvation. I have to go home and work on Mike. I don't work on anybody. I don't have anybody, and that's hard enough, and that's a struggle. And I'm wanting to work on me. It's me. I have to work on him, and I have to, and it's something that I need to work on. And I got a lot of work, but that's why I come to church every service. And, it's working on me, and that's why I want. And I asked Brother Stewart here, I asked him, what can I point out something negative that I can work on? Brother Talley, he knows me, and I don't hold back. If you see something, they tell me, because I want to overcome a lot of my negative parts. I'm not back with Brother Smith. I come here. If somebody knows, ever knew Brother Tucker, if I can take it, and I've said this to you, Brother Smith, if I can take it from Brother Tucker, I can take it from Brother Smith. And I'm here for salvation. And I took it from him, and I know I can take it, and I'm here for that right there. And if I have to take a word, if I can take stiff word, and I need to go up front and get something to wash it down with. And I got that tonight, so that's one thing that I did need, and that felt good. I got a good invitation, and then I took up on that one, and I got it washed down. Had some word earlier today. So I got a good portion of both. So I benefit all the way around on everything. Now that's one thing I do like. In the last several years, I didn't get a lot of meat from smaller assemblies that I was at Russellville. But now I'm back to Little Rock and get some good meat. And now that it's not a negative, but it's just some things that I do appreciate that we get. And that didn't go up front. Like I got out of that shell and got a good dive, and I didn't have to worry about it hitting the bottom, but it did feel good.
Praise the Lord. This has been good, hasn't it? A good day. You hate to end anything like this. I just feel like, you know, it's kind of like eating such a good meal that you're so full, you know you can't eat anymore, but you hate to quit. I was thinking a minute ago, somebody bring me a hot cup of coffee. Top this thing off. Anyway, I really appreciate this day, and brother and sister Coles, I appreciate them being here. They always add something to us. I appreciate that good song. And I appreciate Aaron coming with them. And this is a... Uh-huh. Brother Brett and Sister Joanne, being gone, keep them in your prayers. Have they found out what day the funeral is yet? Haven't. But anyway, Brother Brett and the kids are on the way, and Sister Joanne's already there with her mother, and this was just so unexpected. Brother, Sister Joanne's stepfather just passed away in his sleep, laid down, went to sleep, and just died in his sleep. That's a... Of course, if you have to go, that's the way to do it, you know. But it was such a shock, you know. This wasn't something that was expected. And Sister, let's see, I guess Brother Zach called me on the phone. He sort of took charge when everything hit. And he called me to let me know. And my wife had she was in bed, but I knew she wasn't asleep. And so I was in the other room. I sent her a text. And I meant to put on the text, Sister Joanne Weiniger's dad just died. And I put on there, Sister Joanne Weiniger just died. And she flew out of the bed, come running down the hall, and hollered, "What?" And I said, "Yeah, it's true. They just called me." And she said, "What in the world's happened?" And I said, "Well, he just died in his sleep," they said. She said, "He?" And then, you know, we got it straightened out. But I'm sure that was about how much shock it was to Sister Joanne when she got the call. And so, anyway, I know her mother, I'm sure, would really appreciate your prayers. God would cover her. They're in Brother LaFleur's assembly, and they're in Jacksonville, North Carolina. And she doesn't have any family or any children or anybody there. Just them were there, and so this is going to be hard for her, and she needs our prayers. And so also pray for Sister Joanne, that I know her mother will be leaning on her right now during this time. Also, we have the Well, let me mention Sister Wilkins. Would several of you call her this week? Just let her know you miss her and care about her and that we're praying for her. You know, when you're alone and by yourself and your health's not good, it helps when somebody lets you know that you're thinking about them. And keep her in your prayers. And then next weekend is the convention center meeting. I wonder how many of you are going to that meeting. Did you raise your hands if you're going to the convention center meeting? All right. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Going to be gone to the meeting. Okay, if somebody could pick up the youth this Saturday. We didn't have it this past weekend because of the funeral. So, you know, maybe give you a little time to think on it, but if you would let us know and let me know so I know that somebody's going to be planning something for the youth. And then Wednesday night, remember, we're having prayer on Wednesday nights at 7. And then, of course, our service starts at 7:30. But we had a wonderful, sweet spirit of prayer last Wednesday night. And I think if we would keep that up and as many of us as can participate. I know sometimes it's difficult and people working and all, but as many of us as can come early and have a season of prayer together. And I feel like the Lord will bless us if we'll keep doing that. What else? Is there any other announcements that we need to mention? The meetings that are, we've got the, there's a campground regional meeting. They're, they call the, you know, we have our main campground meeting in June, and the main convention center meeting is Labor Day weekend. And then they call them regional meetings in the campground in October, and the convention center regional meeting is in April. But if you talk to Brother Dave's and Brother Ross, you'll find out those, they'll tell you they're not regional meetings. This is for everybody, they'll tell you. But the ministry has agreed that, you know, we have 6 meetings a year, and 2 of them are in Louisville, and there's 4 others in other locations. And so only Brother Dave's and Brother Ross requires everybody to be there. And so there will be a fall camp meeting, and it actually starts, I think, September the 29th this year. And then the November meeting, ministers meeting in Brownsville. Did you get our meeting changed on the internet? What are the dates of it? November the 4th, is that right? Or 5th? 5th. So November the 5th, Tuesday night, and Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th is ministers meeting here in Little Rock in 2013, not this year, but 2013. So I'm just trying to alert you a year ahead, not this year. November ministers meeting this year will be in Brownsville, Texas. And so keep the Dominican Republic in your prayers. God's really blessing the churches over there. There's new churches coming in, and just seem like there's, you know, the Lord's adding over there in far greater numbers than he is over here. This is new to them, even though it's actually 11 years ago that I started that work, don't seem like it's that long, but it is. I started it in February. We went over there in February of 2001. And so it's close to 12 years, isn't it? This coming February. So be praying for them. The hurricane didn't affect the Dominican Republic, really. It did. Was some flooding in Haiti, but it wasn't near as bad as it could have been, and I haven't heard anything yet that anyone was, you know, any great damage or injuries or deaths in the body. But anyway, pray for our brothers and sisters over there. They need our prayers, even if there isn't a hurricane. They're still trying to recover from that terrible earthquake. All right, let's stand and ask God, or give Him a praise for the good weekend He's given us. Oh God, thank You, Lord, for Your blessings. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord, for Your Spirit, Your touch in our lives, a good Word of God, things that You've gave us. God, comfort the Dodson family and Sister Joanne, her mother, Brother Brett, and Zach and Alex. God, watch over them and protect them in their travels back and forth. Cover that funeral. Help them, oh God, with their needs and comfort them during this time. Touch Sister Wilkins, Lord. Help her. Oh, precious Lord, we give You praise for Your goodness to us. Amen, amen. All right, shake hands and be friendly. Sister McGowan.